is the three major prongs of the campaign: Disney's poor financial performance, a loss of creative leadership and board accountability. We're looking for new leadership with a strategic vision to restore shareholder value, he says. In other words, get rid of Michael Eisner. The company has had poor operating performance. We stand for a strong resumption of performance and growth. Creativity is a major issue. It surrounds the company from the parks to filmed entertainment to animated arts to television product. Creativity is central to this company and needs to be restored. And there are serious issues regarding the board. There is not an effective board. We are looking for greater and increased accountability to shareholders. Executive compensation has always been an issue. There should be a clear linkage of pay and performance. There needs to be succession planning. We have to send a message to this board. That means voting no on Michael Eisner. Questions ensue, including whether the Disney board's changes in corporate governance have had an impact. They've paid lip service to corporate governance, Gene Krieger, a Shamrock executive, replies. But if you look at their first real test on Monday, they failed. Michael Eisner rejected, in less than 5 minutes, a $50 billion offer. He summarily rejected it without consulting with any board member. This shows they haven't learned their lesson and that Michael Eisner in particular doesn't understand. The board found out when the news crossed the tape. The Comcast bid has put Roy and Gold in an odd position, agreeing with Eisner and the Disney board that the offer is too low, at the same time agreeing with Comcast's argument that Disney needs new management. Gold elaborates. The Comcast offer has been rejected. It ought to have been at that price. That is not the entire story. It validates our campaign. We have described the deterioration in the business, a steady decline over a 7-8 year period. This is the same as the Comcast briefing book. It's obvious to them, it's obvious to us, and it should be obvious to every shareholder. Comcast is further evidence of why there should be a no vote. How are you doing? Someone asks Gold. It's early, Gold replies. We're getting a fair amount of traction. Lots of people are listening. The biggest validation was ISS. They're absolutely independent. It's the first time they've ever recommended to withhold vote on a Dow component. Disney is one of the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. A pension fund manager asks, other than getting rid of Michael Eisner, I don't see the strategic direction in your materials. I mean, they're nice words, but how would you take the company in a different direction? How would you execute? Restoring creativity is the core business of this company, Gold replies. 250 executives, senior creative types, have left. From films, television, parks, stuffed animals. If you can restore creativity, you will get a much greater yield out of these assets. As for the future direction, we'd hire a CEO with strategic vision who understands the industry. We want to get the right person rather than preordain this. We have in mind 5 to 10 individuals who could run this company. It would be foolish to put these names on the table now. But we're not trying to be kingmakers. We want the board to have a real debate about who should run this company.